Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The left fielder, Joe Orsilac. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Larry Sheets. Batting sixth. The catcher, Terry Kennedy. Batting seventh. The DH, Jim Dwyer. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Rene Gonzalez. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Billy Ripken. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Morgan. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Kurt Stillwell. Batting second. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting third. The first baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The DH, Pat Tabler. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Danny Tartabull. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bo Jackson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jamie Quirk. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Nick Capra. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Mark Gubiza. And now, play ball. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Orsilac batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Orsilac hits a fly ball into center field. Capra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Ripken strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Stillwell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray fields the ball and throws to Morgan covering. Safe. Stillwell moves to second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Brett strikes out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Tabler takes first base on ball four. Stillwell moves to third. Seitzer moves to second. Jay Tibbs now pitching. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 4-0, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gonzalez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Kennedy reaches second base with a double. Jim Dwyer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Dwyer hits a line drive into center field. Capra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Quirk strikes out. 1 out. Nick Capra is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Capra strikes out. 2 outs. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Stillwell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stillwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Seitzer takes first base on ball 4. Stillwell moves to second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rene Gonzalez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Tabler batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Tabler is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tabler for the out. 1 out. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Tartabull takes first base on ball 4. Frank White is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tartabull moves to third. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0-for-1 in the game. Quirk hits a line drive into left field. Orsalak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Orsalak is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Orsalak is 0-for-1 in the game. Orsalak hits a line drive towards short. Stillwell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Ripken reaches second base with a double. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. Murray hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Murray reaches second base with a double. Ripken scores. It's 4-1, Royals. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheets hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Murray moves to third. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kennedy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Jackson. Kennedy reaches second base with a double. Murray scores. Sheets moves to third. It's 4-2, Royals. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Dwyer is walked intentionally. Rene Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into center field. Capers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sheets tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 4-3, Royals. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Orioles 3. The Royals will come to bat. Nick Capra is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Capra is 0-for-1 in the game. Capra strikes out. 1 out. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Stillwell is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Stillwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Seitzer takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. Brett hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Anderson hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Orsulac is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Orsulac is 0-for-2 in the game. Orsulac strikes out. 2 outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Ripken hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Orioles 3. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Tartabull hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Ripken reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Murray is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Murray hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sheets is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brett fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. 2 outs. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gubiza fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Orioles 3. The Royals will come to bat. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a pop-up towards first. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jamie Quirk batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Quirk is 0-for-2 in the game. Quirk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nick Capra is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Capra is 0-for-2 in the game. Capra hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Dwyer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rene Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Gonzalez is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gonzalez hits a line drive towards short. Stillwell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Orioles 3. The Royals will come to bat. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Stillwell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Stillwell hits a line drive into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Seitzer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Seitzer takes first base on ball 4. George Brett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Brett is 0-for-3 in the game. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Seitzer moves to second. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Tabler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tabler hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Tartabull is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Tartabull takes first base on ball 4. Seitzer moves to third. Brett moves to second. Don Oss now pitching. Frank White is at the plate with a count of 1-0. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Anderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Orsulac is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Orsulac is 0-for-3 in the game. Orsulac hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Ripken is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Ripken hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Murray hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jackson, who is chasing the ball. Murray reaches third base with a triple. Ripken goes all the way around to score. It's Orioles, 4, Royals, 4. Jerry Gleaton now pitching. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Sheets is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sheets hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Jackson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Oss fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Quirk bunts towards first. Murray scoops it up and throws to first, with Ripken covering, for the out. Jackson moves to second. One out. Bill Buckner pinch hits for Nick Capra. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Buckner is walked intentionally. Bill Pecota pinch runs for Bill Buckner. Kurt Stillwell batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Stillwell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Stillwell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackson scores. Pecota moves to second. It's 5-4, Royals. Kevin Seitzer batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Seitzer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and three walks. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Bill Pecota now playing left field. Bo Jackson now playing center field. Pete Stanisek pinch hits for Terry Kennedy. Pete Stanisek batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Stanisek hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Quirk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Gerhardt pinch hits for Jim Dwyer. Ken Gerhardt is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Gerhardt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer juggles the ball. That's an error on Seitzer. Gerhardt moves to second. Mickey Tettleton pinch hits for Rene Gonzalez. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Tettleton strikes out. Two outs. Steve Farr now pitching. Jim Traber pinch hits for Billy Ripken. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Traber hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gerhardt scores. That run is unearned. It's Orioles, 5, Royals, 5. Rickshaw pinch runs for Jim Traber. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-4 in the game. Anderson bunts towards third. Seitzer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Shu moves to second. Joe Orsalak is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Orsalak is 0-for-4 in the game. Orsalak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Pete Stanisek now playing second base. Mickey Tettleton now catching. Rickshaw now playing third base. George Brett is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Brett hits a pop-up towards first. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Tabler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tartabull is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 4 RBIs. Tartabull hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank White batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. White is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. White takes first base on ball 4. Tabler moves to second. Brad Wellman pinch runs for Pat Tabler. Bo Jackson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jackson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shug fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wellman moves to third. White moves to second. Mark Thurmond now pitching. Willie Wilson pinch hits for Jamie Quirk. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Royals 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Owen now catching. Cal Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Murray is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Murray strikes out. 2 outs. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sheets is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Sheets strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pecota hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stillwell is 3 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Stillwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. Seitzer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brett is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Brett hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Seitzer moves to third. Brad Wellman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wellman hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Royals 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Pete Stanisek is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Stanisek is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanisek hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stanisek for the out. One out. Ken Gerhardt batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gerhardt is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerhardt hits a fly ball into left field. Pecota settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mickey Tettleton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Tettleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Tettleton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Shue is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Shue hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tettleton moves to second. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Anderson is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Danny Tartabull batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Tartabull is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 4 RBIs. Tartabull takes first base on ball 4. Tom Knight and Feuer now pitching. Frank White is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. White is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. White hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tettleton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jackson is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Larry Owen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Jackson. The throw from Tettleton and he is out, Stanisek applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Royals 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Jeff Montgomery now pitching. Joe Orsulak is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Orsulak is 0 for 5 in the game. Orsulak hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Orsulak for the out. 1 out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. Ripken hits a line drive into left field. Pecota settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Murray is 3 for 5 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Murray hits a pop-up towards short. Stillwell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Larry Owen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Owen strikes out. 1 out. Bill Pecota batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Pecota is 0 for 1 in the game. Pecota hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Stillwell is 3 for 6 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Stillwell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pecota moves to third. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and 3 walks. Seitzer hits a fly ball into left field. Orsulak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pecota tags and scores. 2 outs. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 6, and Baltimore Orioles, 5. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.